conversation as clear as we could with Mr. Watson over there in Glaren. And John has said, because ITT is involved, he's not involved because he's got a conflict of interest going back to the old law firm, has been supervising Glaren's work. It's a Grinnell case. It involves an attack on conglomerates on a theory which specifically had been contemplated by the Johnson administration and laid aside as to the business line.
Send it into
into competition and make the market work better. At least this is the general posture that I'm taking in this talk. I believe that the evidence. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know all of that side of it. Pursue the antitrust laws in the proper way, but I think the conglomerates have taken them on that.
This is the problem. The problem is McLaren is a natural boss. He's a little antitrust lawyer out in Chicago. Tony comes in, all these bright little bastards have worked in the antitrust for years and years and years, and any business with a passion, any business, have taken over. They have taken him over, and of course McLaren is the man. They go in, the client is busy, must judge, Mitchell is busy doing other things. So they're afraid to overrule him. I thought they're not going to do it. I mean, the client is the only senator. They have deliberately gone into a number of areas which have no relationship to whether it's a question of operating more efficiently or the rest, but it's simply a question of technically. They're going off on the kick. It'll make them big goddamn trust busters. That was all right 50 years ago. 50 years ago, maybe it was a good thing for the country. It's not a good thing for the country today. That's my view. We've been through this track. They've done several of them already. And raised holy hell with the people that we do. Janine, now he's no contributor. He's nothing to us. I don't care about him. I've only met him once, twice. I can't understand what the trouble is.
Well,
it's McLaren. It's
McLaren has a very strong sense of mission.
Good. He's getting out. One hour
strong.
He's not going to be a judge either. He is causing the damn government. Just like that regional office man in San Francisco. I put an order in the hall today. He's quiet. Today. Anybody that didn't follow what we did on the earthquake is to have his ass out. Unless he is a Republican hack or something?
No, I don't. Don't even know who he is.
And that's ridiculous that he went through there. There's 1 in 5 applications out of 4,000 in process, and he didn't follow what we said. You've got to be a little bit more effective here. You're going to get a discipline in town. Oh, I know what my barrier is. He believes this.
Yeah.
I know. What do they know? He wasn't elected in.
That's the point.
He's here by stopping.
That's the point.
And he is not going to stay on because he's going after everybody. You know, why the hell doesn't he go after somebody that too?
That's been a suggestion. Your television stance is apparently pretty good. We got a narcotics show on called O'Hara, the United States Treasury, and it had a hell of a rating.
O'Hara, what is it called?
It's called O'Hara, the United States
Treasury. I saw it.
They sent it over.
What did
they get? They got 28 in 70 cities on its Nielsen, so it's apparently pretty popular.
Holden's on it.
So
all those spy shows get great things.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was a good show. It was a, like all those things, my God, they had the guys chasing people airplanes and all that sort of thing. I don't think it quite worked that way, but at least they should let me bring this stuff in.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It was a 13-week series. It'll be going on now. I don't know.
You asked for a PR plan on crime. The
cooperation.
Well, we've got our boys working on it. It's going to take a little time because we're shifting into another phase on this whole thing now.
What's the crime now?
Well, crime statistics are going to start running against us regardless of
because
of the entry of more and more kids into that, 15 to 20 age bracket. They expect that burglaries and robberies, for instance, are going to go up 30% in the next 2 years just from the number of 15 to 24 year olds that are going to increase. We're going to have that many more. So just statistically, the probability
is we can't
on that front. But there are a lot of other things that we can do, and we're trying to gin up a bunch of stuff on other aspects of crime that we can get into, other than
how much crime statistics.
We're still doing pretty well there.
Let's try to knock that down. That's where we
the responsibility and then blame the state.
We can do that. And we've been working with Wilson on some more things that we can do here. But George and I are going to talk a little bit about our District of Columbia situation. We're going to have to be sure that our management of that is very tight. Because the only way that we get these results is by just really keeping on top of these guys every day. So anyway,
charge.
If he said a program, and there'll be something
I'm going to do in charge of the district.
Mayor Nathan right now, and then been to the mayor, and Watt, the deputy mayor, who's kind of sitting there. Police lines go to each one of those folks separately, and we work on each one of them differently. And we done it here in the district. Our PR campaign itself, that's going to take a little more time than has been allowed.
So could you bear with us?
Well,
you're going into drugs. I just want to be sure that we
they're about to bust the FBI burglary in that branch office. And that comes all back to the barricade crowd.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That's the term.
Yeah. And they've got to reindict all that barricade bunch of conspirators on a broader indictment basis. That has to do with subverting the whole selective service system. And each one of these burglaries and each one of these destruction of files and all that fits within the larger context. So they're going through another grand jury proceeding right now on that. There'll be quite a lot of activity on that kind of extreme violence front, even though the street crime thing is not going to show up very well. So we have to put our accent where we can. The prison thing, the court reform thing, and those other things that are really significant but are less sexy, we'll continue to push along on. And there's some things we'll do there. Like prisoners. Well, the kind of thing we were talking about, where you visit this facility and some of those things, you begin to point at some of these areas that you're interested in them, and so on. We'll be coming at you with a program. Suburban housing. Supreme Court decided a case the other day called the Lackawanna case, Lackawanna, New York. That's a case where the court found, as a matter of fact, the zoning rested on a racially discriminatory basis. Struck the zoning down. I think there's enough in that decision that you can say, okay, we now know what the law is. Supreme Court decision. We now know what the law is. So we're going to enforce the law, and that's going to take care of all these associated problems here.
What does it do again?
Well, in effect, it announces the law with regard to racial discrimination in the location of housing, federally assisted housing.
And says what?
Says that the trier of fact will determine whether or not there was a racial motivation for the exclusion of this. If he finds that there was, then he'll say, well, there wasn't, then it isn't. And so this comes down to a question of fact in each case for the court, for the prior fact. The court is the proper forum for this. It's not the administrative officer in HUD. So I think we can make something that will be along the lines of your basic thinking.
Yeah, because it's down the middle of the case.
Well, it is down the middle. What it says is that every one of these is a separate case to be decided on its own facts by the court.
You don't have the national.
You don't have the national. So it's done on the military basis by the Department of Justice. Well, it says the blackjack case ought to be litigated. And all of these cases ought to be.
This is the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court denies certiorari.
Have you told John? Does Romney know this?
Well, he knows the case came down.
Does he understand it?
I think so. I think he does. But I told everybody off pretty much and said that this thing is now in process.
Right.
And we're just pulling it there. But I gotta make a trip west.
Denied certiorari,
so we don't know. Circuit court was a very strong opinion. And I think probably good law, by the way.
Court finally decided not to get into this.
Yes,
that's good.
Now, about the first of next week, we're going to be in shape to start drafting a policy statement on this, if you wish. The other thing we could do is simply make an announcement that, as far as the Blackjack case itself is concerned, in view of the Lackawanna case and some of these other considerations, we're going to take the position that the party should litigate these without the intervention of the Department of Justice.
As a matter of fact, the main point is to keep us out of it if you can. I mean, it's a can of worms. No way you can.
But then the question is, does the Department of Justice intervene in all those cases, you see? Why don't you start that?
No.
You've got a kind of white track on your
front.
Would be an everyday case. Yeah. So what we're trying to do is to begin to draft a concise statement.
A concise statement
that covers this.
Waffle so it gets out of it.
Well, we're not going to be permitted a very good waffle. It's going to be subject to tremendous scrutiny. But we'll try and make it as tight as we can and indicate why it is that the federal government cannot be intervening in every way.
One of the reasons, George, that you've got to act on that SBA guy, I don't care if he's a kid with a guy with 18 kids, is that we have no discipline in this bureaucracy. We never fire anybody. We never reprimand anybody. We never demote anybody. We always bring those sons of bitches that kick us in the ass. That's true in the State Department, it's true in the ATWN, it's true in OBM, it's true in police office, and it's got to stop. This hall deliberately did not, I read the memorandum, he did not carry out an order that I personally gave. I wrote the order out in the first place. The son of a bitch did not do it. Now I don't care what he is, get him out of there. Get him out of San Francisco, and he's not ahead, he's got a role. I roll puppies. It'll work in the fact that I know that Cleppy wasn't in there long enough to know where the trouble was. This guy in San Francisco was the head of the office. He was incompetent. I'm sure it wasn't deliberate. He was either incompetent or deliberately just didn't do it. So, but the main point is, now, as I told Holloman, it's got to be done with publicity and let him roll. So that, as I warned a few other people around in this government, that we're going to quit being a bunch of goddamn soft-headed managers. Everything, you've got to do it. You've got to do it. That's the trouble with McLaren. McLaren thinks he's going to do everything. Hell with him. I mean, we're willing to go along with it, but he cannot deliberately just thrum his nose at everything that comes from this office, John. He's not that big. And, of course, John Mitchell won't stand up to him. I will. I don't want to, but I have to. We are not going to have it. What they have to do in this case, I know what the procedure is that the Justice Department decides whether or not it's going to continue to fight the case. Isn't that what it is?
Right.
They lost on them. They lost the case at war. Lose it. Lose it for once. They fought the good fight and they lost. And let those little bastards work on something else. Work on the study that you guys can sense.
Did very good.
Have you done there?
Awesome. You've got to get some discipline, George. You've got to get it. And the only way you get it is when a bureaucrat the Liberty Thumbs is known, we're going to get it. Now, next year, we're going to get this that time after time after time and again. For the boys over in State, particularly, that are against this whole lot. Advanced, ATW, those three areas in particular. They've got to know that if they do it, something's going to happen to them. Where anything can happen. I know it's civil service commission, but you can do a lot there, too. There are many unpleasant places where civil service people can be sent. We just don't have any discipline in there. That's our trouble. Now, I'm getting a little around the White House, but we've got to get it in these departments. That should not have happened. That was a terrible thing. 105 applications processed out of 4,000 in 4 months, 3 months, or whatever it was, 2 months. Goddamn, that's terrible. On with the kind of issue. So, there we go. Maybe he's in the regional or send into the Guam regional office. There's a way. Get the hell out. We are going to have a revenue sharing hearing starting up fresh on rural revenue sharing. We talked some time ago about
rural revenue sharing.
Yeah. And it comes up as a result of some hearings that have been set in general subject to economic development, and they shifted over to this financial. We talked about John Connolly being the conservative administration admiral on this. This would be a place for him to sort of kick it off. And if you have no objection, I'd like to get him briefed up and lined up to go in on this instead of just putting hard. Because I'm afraid if we lead off immediately, I think Hart would have to be in it, but
I know,
to get the thing off on the right foot, I'd like to start with a comment on these.
About these bullets. I mean, we want to remember there's a big gun and you want to pop it too often.
Oh, no, but it's
wasted.
This is one that everybody's going to be watching.
Okay. Really?
Well, I have to assume so.
It would be the first
consideration. See, if we won't get the general revenue sharing and ways and means for another. Oh, I guess 6 weeks, probably, isn't it, George?
Okay. It could be before that. Depends, I suppose, somewhat on whether or not we can work out anything with metals. Have you had a chance to look at the various formulas with Harper and
O'Neill? I talked to him about it, though, because I don't understand it all. Anyway, it just seems to me that with the first hearing on the subject, that we would be wise to get Connolly put it in context.
How does it work?
I think it looks better now than it did because we gave them an extension business.
And this is a reorganization. Or is this
now,
to do with revenue?
Oh, yes. That had to do with revenue.
Both.
Oh, I see. A maintenance of average revenue. Sure. I see.
So that would be the fangs of a particular.
A lawyer counsel would be great to be able to, if you would.
All right, we'll see if
he knows that.
He's coming over this afternoon to talk about it.
He knows that part of the country, and he knows the farmers, and he knows sort of what you call it, reorganization and everything. He'd be an excellent guy to make a presentation if he's willing. But also, assuring that we're not going to send him up there every week.
Yeah.
If that's not right, it's a waste of a good property. And you're going to use it, you know. I want that hauling him up there and wasting his time in there. Whether we've got it anymore, we should move rather than sharing it. How are you doing on the mills, Gio?
I haven't been back to him since the last time we talked because we're trying to see what kind of a proposal we can get up and how different formulas work and how they affect the various states and so forth. So I haven't wanted to do
it. You mean team is our move then?
Who are those who sat with that?
Oh, I see.
What you've not done.
Our move is a very easy way for us to present to him.
The last time I talked to him, I just described the general approach. And we talked about it, and he liked it. So I said, well, I'd work on it some more, and I'd talk to you about it. And so I didn't know whether you would buy this kind of thing or not, but anyway. This was an effort to try to see if there wasn't some common ground, and that we try to develop something a little bit more specific, so we could see how it affects this state and that state. So,
George, look here. Isn't really the case this? Mills or Burns or anybody else ever come up with anything else of their own? Right?
Not really. Nothing.
Isn't that true? But then, really. Really, we just got to press ours. I mean, if that's the case, there it is. And if anybody's got a better thing, let's take it.
Burns has sort of hit the tax credits.
Oh, God.
I talked to Mel Laird at some last week about our problem with Burns.
Yeah, he knows him well.
And he's going to talk to him over the weekend and see if he could midwife some accommodation.
Yes.
So, I expect to hear from Mel.
Burns is secretly close into the hands of our political opponents here by sort of talking about it. All it does is simply, it raises an issue. First, he isn't going to get tax credits.
therefore, by raising all these others to stop our vote down and give them a chance to say, well, he's causing great confusion among the Republicans on ways and means, because he's not showing any leadership, and he's giving them an anti-administration signal without any place to go in that period. And so Mel's going to talk to him in those terms.
But Mel said he would. You think Mel will?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. See, we popped over there in response to his remark to you, where he said, you know, revenue sharing wasn't fully. So
Mel
said, he said that to you one day. I'm sure you sent me a memo, and we arrived in force and sat down with him and said, okay, what's wrong with it? What can we do better? Where are we wrong? And this and that kind of fuck. Which, you know, I had to put up or shut up. And so we then got into a discussion about the committee problems, which is his strong suit. And he quickly sorted it out and said, well, I think John Burns is the key to this. He's probably not going to run for re-election. He's being very independent in his Congress. But the only way he said we can work this is for me to talk to him. So he says, I'll talk to him on the weekend. I'll be in touch with him. What we'll build toward, if we can, is a meeting with all the Republicans on the committee to just talk out the issues, talk about the alternatives, wait for them. Go into the detail, ask them to spend an afternoon with us. And then see at the end of that whether we don't at least have the rest of the Republicans with us, even if we can't get Burns. Maybe they can bring him along with the House help. So that's kind of our strategy on that side. Try to bring these guys to bear on the merits. I think we can solve a lot of problems. But it's just
well, it's basically on the merits. They don't even matter, but they therefore are always unsure of being for anything. That's their problem. It's new.
I would say that Mill's readiness to agree to the sort of thing we talked about is pretty clear indication that he sees that something has to be done about the area. Because by the time you say, all right, we're going to have a statement of purpose and it's going to be as broad as all outdoors, and he accepts that, well, that's just accepting general revenue sharing. Whether the formulations that do more in the direction of need can be worked out satisfactorily, I don't know. But that's the other thing that he talks about.
First, we have to make a deal. The main thing is to get it done. We have to concede when we concede, don't concede too soon. But
we're not about the medical thing in the next day or two. I might go to the health thing. And maybe Jerry Ford will
try. Okay.
I've talked to Burns about this as well as Mill. Burns is not as enthusiastic about it as Mill did. Burns is just very difficult to sort of giving him a compromise that would get him off the hook and he won't take it. He keeps on the tax credit idea.
You guys offer are very responsible, Mr. Kennedy. Well, it's great business all the way. It's what he doesn't want to do. The second man in the committee.
Well, that's interesting. He believes in what we do. Who's next? Betts.
Will Betts do it?
Betts is the guy who's out speaking up and down the line for us. We've got him very firm on the board.
We've got about 15
members, 17.
Or 17
a season, that's nice.
Okay.
Well, Alan Ross is apparently coming inside Saturday.
Well, they set up it seemed at the time, I suppose, a good idea. They have some sort of a foundation kind of guy that teach teachers to teach the two-party system. And that's a silly to have, right? Another two-party system. But nevertheless, they're all in this tension, so I got a prison. Go on outside of Trinity. They're nice people. They're all our friends. Bob Knapp, probably living in my ear. You get that guy fired, George, San Francisco. Get him out of there. And by now, I want to ricochet all around the EOB, and I want to ricochet all around HEW. Let the people know that when they don't produce this administration, somebody's ass is kicked out. This will be the first person. this guy